Good morning. For any that may not know who we are Bill and Betsy Tarr, and we are currently serving in McAllen, Texas, on the Texas-Mexico border at Taylor Christian School. We want to say thank you to the people of Taylor County Camp, who for now 30 years have been our prayer supporters, financial supporters, encouragers, and more, and friends. Thank you for your years of faithful support to us. It has been invaluable to us, and we are delighted to be able to come back. Every time we can come, we love to come to camp. It has always been a blessing to us, so thank you. When I was a young man, I didn't know about camp, and I was not raised in a Christian home. A number of years I lived with my grandparents in southern Illinois, and I guess there were some camps there, but most of my life I lived down in Miami, and there are no camp meetings in Miami. But so I was not exposed to camp meeting, nor was I really exposed to the gospel. But my grandmother, when I lived with my grandparents in Illinois, sent me to a small country Methodist church, and there in Sunday school, the foundation of God's Word was planted in my heart. After I graduated from high school, I joined the Navy and spent 8 years in the Navy. And 1 year while I was stationed on the island of Cyprus, I was saved. And I returned to the United States as a new young Christian and began working, helping in the local base chapel with the youth program. I really enjoyed working with I worked with primarily the senior high. I really enjoyed it. But after several years working with these young people, I really felt I didn't have the training I need. I saw their needs. I wanted to help them, but I didn't feel that I was able to help them as much as I wanted. And so after talking to some others, praying about it, the Lord led me to Asbury College. Asbury College, I went there, finished there in 3 years, and that after finishing, I felt the Lord leading me to go across the street to Asbury Seminary. And but I had the GI Bill to help me through college or seminary, but I didn't have money for rent or food, so I had to work. And the Lord provided during the college time, but that summer after college, things were getting a little tight. And so I was able to go and work at the college maintenance during the summer. I was on the paint crew, did plastering, painting, and while there, I made friends with another Navy veteran, and we became good friends, Frank down here, and the Lord just kind of continued developing our relationship. The next year, I went back to seminary, but the following summer, I needed money again, so I went back and worked the full year at the full summer at the physical plant. And the second summer there, I found out that one of the two young ladies on the girls' cleaning crew was his daughter. Well, one thing led to another, and you can see the result. The Lord did, through some struggles. Anyway, the Lord brought us together. And
I was honored.
And anyway, we were married. And then just say we're married, and the Betsy take over.
Let him walk. Right, that's a whole other story. As Bill mentioned, Dad was in the Navy, and we moved about every year and a half. And he retired the same summer that I finished high school, and we went to Central Florida at that point. And I remember after we were there a while, Mom said, "You know, they talk about Jesus a whole lot more here than what we were used to hearing in other places." We realized finally that we were in the Bible Belt. Well, we had been there a few years, and Don Rawlings came to preach a revival in our church. And I just praise the Lord. He helped me with my thick head to understand that Jesus died for me, and I needed to repent of my sins and invite him into my life. And not only I, but my two brothers and my parents were all saved that same week. And I just thank the Lord for that. Now, Don invited us to come here to camp. We had no clue in the world what camp was, but the Lord had given us a desire to see Don and Jean again, and so we came. And we've been coming ever since.
our first year here, we had a lot of preaching that I had no clue what they were talking about or what they were wanting me to do down here at the altar. The second year, in one of the youth services, one of the young men got up and said, "Don, explain it to me. They're just talking about a total surrender of every area of your heart and life to the Lord." I said, "Oh, thank you," you know, the kid. So that night, I came down here, and I made that total surrender of my life to the Lord. Well, this had been a year and a half since I'd been saved. Our pastor and others had been saying, "You know, you need to go to Asbury College." I had gotten so sick of those two words. But that night, after I made that total surrender, instantly I knew the Lord wanted me to go to Asbury College, and I was fine with it because he had really made a change in my heart, and I just thank him for that. Well, dragged my whole family off because I didn't know how to do laundry, Mom says. And so we were all there in college, and as Bill says, eventually we met and got married, and then I dragged him off to camp. Well, the first year, it was great. He said, "Oh, this is good. Let's buy a room. We come every year." The next year, we got called to missions and can't come all the time. Jim Ford was one of our evangelists that year. He had been a missionary in Honduras, but because of health, had come back to the States and was just doing evangelism with WGM. He could not get missions out of his heart. And so every time he got up and talked, he was talking about the lost and dying world, how half of the world had no way to know Jesus had died for them unless someone went to them. Well, at that time, Missionary Day was on Thursday, so we heard this for a whole week before Missionary Day. Every time the guy got up, talked missions. Well, the Lord was working in our hearts, but we hadn't talked to each other. But that night, when they gave us an opportunity to come to the altar and make ourselves available, I went down and I said, "Here, my Lord, send me." And when I opened my eyes, Bill was beside me doing the same thing. I didn't have to give him any of these, "Well, you're going to get your act together" looks or anything. And I just thanked the Lord for calling us at the same time. At that time, he called us to go to Kenya.
We had heard about the need for teachers at Kenya Highlands Bible College, and we really felt that's where the Lord wanted us to go. So we went off to Kenya. We were there for 9 years, really enjoyed the ministry, working with the young people again, seeing them grow in the Lord. Met some young MKs there, like Holly Mohisen, but we really enjoyed working there. But after the Berlin Wall fell, Doug Carter, troublemaker, he came and asked us to pray about going into Eastern Europe. And so as we prayed, we felt more and more the Lord wanted us to transition and move on. And so we, after a lot of prayer, we felt the Lord leading us to Hungary. We went to Hungary. We were there for 7 years, worked at John Wesley Bible Institute, enjoyed the Hungarian people. But we didn't have as many young students. They were ministering to their old 20s and 30s married pastors, and so it wasn't quite the same, and I didn't have as many opportunities to teach. I would have had to teach in Hungarian, and it takes a lifetime to learn Hungarian. We did get to that point finally, but by that time the school was getting smaller. They were focusing on social work, and then the Lord opened the door. In Ukraine, a school had opened, and they were desperately in need of teachers. And so as we prayed about that, talked to the mission, we felt the Lord leading us to Kiev, Ukraine. We went transferred there to Kiev Wesley Bible College and spent the last 12 years in Ukraine. We really enjoyed the ministry in Ukraine. I enjoyed being in the classroom, working with the young people, seeing them mature, grow in the Lord, go out and witness and share. In addition to that, and Betsy really enjoyed her girls' ministry, but she also did and still enjoys showing pictures of our kids. So she brought a few.
Now, these are too small, so yeah. I have some bigger ones.
She's got some ones that you can see a little better. So we still have the privilege of working with young people now that we're in McAllen, Texas. But our kids now, Betsy calls them our grandkids because they start at age 3 and go up to high school. And last year we had the privilege of working with them, and it was a joy to work with these children. They were a delight, thankfully. Taylor Christian School was started in 1948, and since that time has been working with the children from both sides of the border.
The school year of 11-12, Bill was able to fill in for the director while she and her husband family were out there raising their support. And our field director, Bill Allshouse, who was actually here last summer, asked Bill to come up with a job description for the director of the school. He finally decided it was doing anything that needed to be done so the teachers could do their work undisturbed.
I found the job as director very challenging, never boring. In the entire year there, there were no 2 days alike. I found myself dealing with government officials from the police, fire department, fire inspectors, food service inspectors. We had businessmen wanting to come in and sell the school different products or subscribe to a service. Parents would come in with questions or financial problems. I have a problem. Can I pay my check for my tuition next week? We'd work things out if we could. Only twice I had students sent to the principal's office for discipline, and I think that's pretty good in a year to only have twice have kids sent to the office. I tell you, they were good kids. But then there were correspondence to deal with, email, lots of email, and other correspondence, regular correspondence, thinking of ways for fundraisers. We always had to do fundraisers to have enough money to run the school, and many other tasks. But the Lord helped. And one interesting task that we found that totally unexpected, you may not think about it, is our teachers, our pre-K and early elementary teachers, are with their kids from 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. We have no teacher's aides, and so they have no break. Recess comes, two classes go out, the teachers, two adults, are on the playground watching the kids. Lunchtime comes, the teacher walks their children to the cafeteria, their kids, and generally is helping their kids get their lunch, hoping that they can eat in the process. And, of course, the kids say, what have you got? Oh, that looks better than mine. But anyway, and so we found that we could go, Betsy or I or both of us, could go, especially at the recess time, go out to the playground and say, we're here. Why don't you go take a break? And so the teacher could go use the restroom, get a drink of water, go sit in a chair for a couple of minutes and close their eyes, whatever they needed to do. But this gave me a chance to get to know the younger kids better, and they got to know me as the director, and that was a blessing.
He even played with them, and they enjoyed playing with Mr. Bill. I was able to serve as the bookkeeper for our missionaries there on the border. At that time, we were part of the Mexico field, and I would send the expense report information down to our field treasurer, who was Lydia Allshouse, and she would compile it with the stuff from the people from the Mexico half of the field and then send it to headquarters. In April, the field divided. We are now officially the Texas-Mexico Border Ministries. And so I'll probably be field treasurer. This will be my third time with that job. And so I expect they have that. I was also able to be the bookkeeper for the school, pay the local salaries and bills. About half of the people at the school are missionaries, and so we raise our support, but the other half are local people. And so I would take care of them. And then I was also in charge of the guest house. So when our missionaries came up from Mexico or we had work teams or visitors from headquarters, they had a place to stay, and I would help take care of them. One of the girls, who was a 10th grader, had very good spoken English, but when she would write, she was leaving out half the stuff, not changing tenses and stuff. And so I helped tutor her twice a week. And it was just a joy to help Stephanie really improve from 5th grade level to 10th grade level during that year.
We are planning to return next month to assist in the ministry of Taylor Christian School. When we go back, I will probably be helping at times facilitate in the junior and senior high labs, computer labs. But Laura Vaca, the director, really wants me to focus on accreditation of the school. A number of years, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, the school began an accreditation process, but for various reasons, there were several changes in administration, and it was dropped. We need to work on that. There are many benefits available to the school for accredited, if we're accredited. There are also benefits available to the parents and the children themselves. It also will make it easier for us to get children who would like to come from Reynosa. And we had some 2 years ago. but it's more difficult. But if we're an accredited school, they can get the documents, papers much more easily, and they can come and attend our school. And there are a number of them that would like to do that. And so that's what we hope to do this next year.
Taylor Christian School needs about 50 students for the tuition to cover the local expenses, insurance and salaries, etc. Well, the year we were there, we only had 40. And so we were really looking to the Lord to bring in the difference. And he did that through gifts from people and churches and fundraisers that the board or the PTO would have. And one other way, I inherited the job of box tops and soup label coordinator. I had no idea how much I was going to enjoy this work. And I would challenge our people through email and our kids in the school to try to bring in these things. You know these little 10-cent pieces? We got $4,000 this last year from box tops. Now, that really helps the budget. And so I would really ask your help with this. On our table, I have little baggies. And the baggies have the address of the school, and it shows box tops and soup labels. My Coke rewards with those. When you get 40 points, we get a little coupon for a free soda as a perk for our teachers because they get minimum wage. And so it's just a nice little something. And then Tyson, they have A+ 1-2-3 products. Well, they've changed to a little square on the back now because I've been telling people this tear off and it's changed. But 100 of those little squares is $24. Anything that will help the school is an easy way to do it for me. I have on the table these little papers that show what has box tops. All kinds of things. They're not really soup labels. The VA caps, okay? Pop Secret Popcorn has points. So I would ask you to please pick up and take home and share with your friends these and ask them to help. I challenged our kids, and the three-year-olds brought in more box tops and soup labels than all the other kids put together. And so they had a little certificate that I made for them to put up in their room. And so I want to challenge you as well as the kids to please help out through these and through your prayers, and together we can make a difference in the lives of these kids.
In the winter months, we often have volunteers come down and help with the school, sometimes through Men with Vision, sometimes through other connections. But they come down and help with maintenance around the school, the mission guest house, and they've always been a blessing. Last year, we had to replace the roof of the school because of hail damage, which is very unusual, two nasty hailstorms within a month. And then they had a work team come and painted the entire school a bright, brilliant yellow. And so we've got this nice blue metal roof on the school and bright yellow walls, and it stands out in the community. And we hope it will get people's attention and have them come by and inquire. But the work teams come and do other things. Just recently, a team came and did a prayer walk in the community. We have a community center that I think some local people, and I don't see them here, our community center, we had a work team come down there several years ago, and Mr. Bobby Pete was involved in that work team. And we are using that community center not only for the school, but also for community outreach. And so the work teams come. They have always been a blessing and help to the school. And so if you're interested, come and talk to me, talk to Bill Booker, and we'd be glad to work things out with you in that respect. Before we can return to McAllen, as Holly mentioned this morning, we all must have our financial support. Headquarters will not let us go. Betsy and I are planning to go back for 2 years. At that point, we are, unless the Lord leads otherwise, he's moved us to four fields with a split. It's actually five fields now. We don't know what the Lord has, but we want to just do what he wants. But we're thinking 2 years. But as we go back at the end of this year, the plan is for me to stay on the field as a retired volunteer. I'm not going to retire until the end of the year. But we will plan to stay, not do anything different except get a paycheck from somewhere else. But Betsy will not be. So anyway, we're planning to do that. But even in light of that, we still need probably about $100 in support. We need about $3,000 in cash. And Holly didn't share this morning, but she needs $3,000 in monthly support and close to $10,000 in cash gifts as well. So we would just ask that you would pray and just be obedient to what the Lord would have you to do, whether it be to Tars, to Holly, or wherever the Lord would have you to give. But just be obedient to Him. We have a great privilege, Betsy and I, of being able to help the students at Taylor Christian School. Their parents have enrolled them in Taylor not only to give them a good academic education, but also to help them get a foundation in God's Word. We have the privilege of sharing Bible stories to the kids in the classes. We have the kids learn memory verses. We have chapel once a week with good, solid Christian speakers. And so we're able to see this. This last year, somewhere between 10 and 15 children made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ. And that is always a blessing. And that's why we're there, to help them. But we need your help. We need you to pray for us, give as the Lord leads, and if the Lord enables, come and see us as well. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Together, we can make a difference in the lives of the children at Taylor Christian School. Thank you.